The search for panning and zooming, or when the web browser gives you kittens. Well, I wrote the pan and zoom program and had a lot of fun this weekend. In fact, I think I'll call it peasy. This is my fourth attempt at creating a pan and zoom system, and each time I used a new combination of wilder and wilder techniques. The most popular pan and zoom system right now that somebody else wrote does not seem to allow dragging of things within itself. There is an open issue from 2017.
Support drag and drop elements inside pan zoom.
And that's just about it. As these are my later attempts, I'm testing wilder stuff. Embedding a web page within a web page does speak of desperation. Nonetheless, it is a very nice and very complete try, somewhat predictably resulting in the screen flickering and thus a failure. And oh boy, it does go wild on Chromium. It is less annoying on Firefox. Aside from the flicker, when the user clicks on the nested page, I lose the ability to intercept the pressing of the shift key that triggers panning and zooming. I was going to switch to shift control later on. It actually makes sense that the web page that is nesting another web page should not be able to hear the keyboard keystrokes, as this would be a security problem. Bad people could trick a user to open a URL that looks correct and then nest what the user expects to see in there in an invisible frame and intercept all their keystrokes, see what they are typing. So to go around this protection, I have to install a piece of code in the application that I am panning and zooming. This notifies me when the shift is pressed. This is very easy to do, but of course it violates the main principle. I want pan and zoom to be completely external to applications. It makes perfect sense, as panning and zooming has little to do with what the application is supposed to be doing. My original, most sane, and sturdiest attempt at pan and zoom is actually very invasive. It is a set of events and functions that the user is forced to use. It is deeply integrated. Without it, their dragging and dropping, dragging of windows, even line drawing, and things that automatically attach to other things will not work correctly. Panning and zooming horribly messes with the X and Y coordinates of just about everything. And just the moment you understand that it is not just scaling, but also offsetting everything by that pan and zoom, and you finally get it, you discover that in some cases, you may need to actively listen for scale and pan X and pan Y changes and react to them, which will absolutely turn your code inside out. It will no longer be procedural, you now have to tap into the signals. Even though this was a desperate attempt at creating pan and zoom, which you can think of as a microscope with move, zoom in, and zoom out for user interfaces, it was not throwaway code, because I am preparing for a knockout move, the final battle. This idea is rooted in a truly horrible experiment, one that I would never attempt, which is replacing browser functions and updating JavaScript that the browser provides to return correct pixels and dimensions relative to the pan and zoom. Someone will try to do this someday, and it will work, and the internet may even celebrate them, but that is not going to be me. Patching browser functions is a temporary, life-sucking solution at best. I've seen it tried before. I think a project called JavaScript Container was attempting to create a kind of a virtual machine where they isolated set timeout and set interval and few other functions so that they can shut it all down if they need to. And I see people creating virtual JavaScript machines as well, so that they have JavaScript within JavaScript. The nested JavaScript, though, is lacking functions that could cause security problems, so now you can run code without worrying what it could do. It's like a crippled version of JavaScript, all buttoned down and not to have any teeth. These projects will take forever, and as the browser changes, they will have to change, and eventually the browser will provide correct functions under scale, so why even bother? Even so, I did grow something somewhat similar to this idea out of this code that failed here. I want to offer the commonly used events and functions through the Pan and Zoom program. So, when a wise user would normally say, document.addEventListener mouse move, handle on mouse move, which is the standard way of listening to the mouse, I will offer pz.addEventListener mouse move, handle on mouse move, and now give the user correctly scaled pixels, so that their drag and drop operations at half the scale would move twice as fast, matching the mouse cursor. I will not copy all the functions to perfection. I do not want to replicate the browser API. I will just add a few obvious things that have the correct information. Finally, maybe the flicker is a simple problem that I can fix tomorrow, though I really, really doubt it. And to be realistic, the Pan and Zoom API I will offer will always require rewriting old applications and cause all kinds of trouble. But it will work much more smoothly than the last-minute wrangling of X, Y, and scale that we see today. There is one very important lesson to take away from all of this. Tightly coupling with panning and zooming devastates simple code. Panning and zooming must be external to applications that rely on it, as much as it is possible. Ignore this warning at the peril of any and all simplicity in your application. And if you are just learning programming, you are going to have a lot of fun. This is really an adventure. But there is one thing that you should avoid. And this time, ignore this at your own peril. Avoid any and all environments and people that think the concept of deadlines is reasonable. It is not reasonable. Real programmers remove code, not smear it for the sake of a deadline. And in many cases, perhaps most cases, it is too early to write good programs well. Rather than being told what to create, take charge of your entire existence and start searching for what can be created beautifully. And then, just do it. Go on, carry it out. Refine your attempts down to a few lines of code and enjoy your success and all the adventure that will come along with it.